ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Srila Prabhupada said that if you want to know me, read my books. By reading Srila Prabhupada's books, we can understand that one of Srila Prabhupada's great concerns, he was very concerned about everything and everyone in the world. One of the main points he wanted to address was the influence of atheistic science in the world today and how the wrong ideas of what is called science is misleading the whole human society. In fact, the first book that he wrote and published was dedicated to the scientists of the world, and it was Easy Journey to Other Planets. Because at that time there was a lot of hoo-ha. Do you know how to translate hoo-ha? It means a lot of interest, a lot of noise, and a lot of attention given to the space programs of the United States of America and the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, USSR. There's a lot of interest in that. So Srila Prabhupada wrote a book called Easy Journey to Other Planets about how without all the difficulty of building rockets, you can go beyond the moon, beyond the planets of this universe, beyond all the planets, and go to the spiritual planets of the spiritual world. And he described the Atma as the anti-material particle. So in somewhat technical, scientific terms, he addressed the scientists of the world. Another book of Srila Prabhupada's that was published quite some time later was Life Comes from Life, which is edited transcripts of Srila Prabhupada's discussions with some of his leading disciples, in which he slams means, and lacerates, that's another word you don't know, it means cuts to pieces, so many wrong ideas of the scientists. Because they, of course, very prominent in the world is Darwinian evolutionary theory, which, if accepted, which a lot of people do accept, means there's philosophically no need for a God in that case. It's called Darwinian evolutionary theory, although what Darwin himself proposed is not current evolutionary theory. Darwin proposed, or what came out of what Darwin proposed, was that humans have evolved from less developed species. And especially the idea is there that humans descended from monkeys. That idea is not prominent in the world today, in evolutionary theory. Maybe because they read Life Comes from Life and realized they were on a very shaky platform. As Srila Prabhupada said, well, where is the evidence? Monkeys give birth to monkeys. Monkeys don't give birth to humans or semi-humans or even anything like humans. Another thing Prabhupada said, if it's the survival of the fittest and the monkeys developed from into humans, then the monkeys should have died out, but they're still going strong, the monkeys of the world. There's some jump around here also, and in Vrindavan we'll see so many, and in Ayodhya you'll see so many. So there was a term which was very, oh, nowadays the commonly accepted evolutionary theory, they always change their theories, is that there was a common ancestor of both monkeys and humans. We don't know what it is, or what it looked like, or what. There's no evidence whatsoever, but it must have been there because there can't be a god. That's the underlying idea. It's something like the idea that all of the European and Indian languages came from a proto-Indo-European language. Actually, they all came from Sanskrit, but they don't want to admit that. So they say there was an original language which Sanskrit and more advanced languages like English came from. I'm saying this sarcastically. So they dream up these ideas and then they teach it in the university and it becomes accepted as knowledge. I remember a few years ago reading in the Encyclopedia Britannica. I was wondering whether it was a joke, but then I realized they don't tell jokes in the encyclopedias. So their idea, they said that there were monkeys, they were running along on the ground, and then some of them saw nice fruits in the tree, and so, the ones that were tall enough, they stood up to get the fruits, and then they became more nourished, and because they stood up, they eventually became human beings. I thought it was some kind of joke, but they were serious. Anyway, the point I'm coming to is that according to this theory, there was a missing link. Have you heard of the missing link? They taught you that at school? It was a very common term when I was at school. I think it's superseded now in the Western educational system. There's an idea that, well, the monkeys were there, and the humans are here. So how did the monkeys go from being monkeys to humans? So they're looking at the fossil record, the archaeologists. Archaeologists and anthropologists. They're like dogs, they go around and dig up bones. They're looking for bones. And they're trying to find some species which is in between monkeys and humans. And they got some of the less developed human species. They found Neanderthal man is a prior to Homo sapiens. Is Homo what? Do you know what Neanderthal man? Did you ever learn that? Any Homo? Homo erectus. Okay. I remember at school we used to call one of our teachers Neanderthal man because he had a skull exactly like that. There are still people with skulls just the same. So they were looking for the missing link. They didn't find it. And they won't ever find it because it's just an imagination. However, in this talk here, I want to propose that Srila Prabhupada is the missing link. Do you have that term in Russian also, missing link? You must have it. It must be a different term. Missing link, the link between monkeys and humans. But it's missing. We couldn't find it. So Srila Prabhupada is the missing link. He turned animals into humans. Animals like myself. In fact, they talk about evolution, but it seems more like devolution. Opposite. human beings are becoming more and more like animals with every generation, is it not? And anyway, even if you have a human form of life, if our only activity is ahara nidra bhaya maitun, eating, sleeping, mating and defending, then dharmena hina pashu bhya naranam, without dharma, a human being is just like an animal. And increasingly so. There's less and less consideration of morality. People increasingly are taking pleasure in doing activities which would have been considered wrong. Things that were considered wrong are now considered right. For instance, homosexuality. I could be arrested if I was in another country for saying that. Like my own country, United Kingdom. If I was to say publicly that homosexuality was wrong, I could be arrested and put in jail. It's a crime. So, but actually even the animals don't do that, so it's sub-animal. So Srila Prabhupada is the missing link. He made animals into at least humans. These four regulative principles, no meat eating, no intoxicating, no illicit sex, no gambling, they're not spiritual principles. By following them, one doesn't become spiritually advanced. But by not following them, you cannot become spiritually advanced. That is the minimum condition by which one can be considered human. It is required. If one's to be, if we say human, that means there should be some level of behavior. It's not just to have a body that is biologically called Homo sapiens. Going back to my school days, there was one of our teachers who regularly called the members of our class animals, because we were not behaving properly in the class or anywhere else. So it's a fact, we were just like animals. He couldn't teach us because we didn't want to get taught, and we didn't have the minimum requirement of respect or keeping quiet in the class or behaving properly. So rightly he called us animals. Now I can understand. The only thing he didn't realize, that he was also an animal. Because dharmena hina pashubhya naranam. Without, sometimes that verse is rendered as gyanena hina pashubhya naranam. Without knowledge, a human is an animal. Of course, everyone has some knowledge. But jnana, in the context of the Upanishads and Bhagavad Gita, Gita Upanishad, jnana doesn't mean how to build big buildings or how to win a political election or any such thing. Jnana begins, it's atma jnana, knowledge of the self. So without that, a human being is just an animal. So Srila Prabhupada, he made us into humans and gave us the opportunity to become superhuman. Superman is very popular, probably in India also, is it? Superman came to India, he flew from America to India, ate some Krypton and flew over to India also. That idea actually came from one of the most insane Western philosophers of the modern age, this Nietzsche, Friedrich Nietzsche. He called the Übermensch, which means the Superman. His idea is Superman, he's very strong and powerful, and he doesn't follow what anyone else says. But the real Superman is one who is above the level of ordinary humans. Most humans, they're concerned with ahara nidra bhayamaitu, which makes them dvipadda pashu, eating, sleeping, mating and defending. If they have no other interest, then they are two-legged animals. But human life is meant for transcending all material conceptions, all material conceptions are misconceptions. And absorbing the consciousness in Krishna. Savai mana Krishna padara vindayoho. Or at the very least, to desire to transcend the material condition. Spiritual life begins with the quest for liberation from material existence. That's the beginning. And then the advanced stage is to recognize that we are all servants of Narayana, and then up and up one goes to Vrindavan, and the love shared between Krishna and the residents of Vrindavan, especially the cowherd men and boys and the cowherd girls and ladies, older women. In Vrindavan there are Brahmins also, but Krishna especially loves the cowherd people. And there are others also, Shudras, less than Shudras. Especially it's mentioned the Pulinda women, which means nowadays we'd call them Adivasi. Although all of you are Adivasis. The Adivasi idea comes from another bogus idea, the Aryan invasion theory. That your forefathers all came and invaded from the western side. But according to Vedic understanding, it's not only the what they now call the OBC and all that kind of thing. SC, ST. You don't know what this is. This is something to do with Indian sociology. But all the caste people, they have a gotra, isn't it? Kashyap gotra, Gautam gotra. That means the forefathers were rich, they were here. So you're all Adivasis. It's not a pejorative term. Pejorative means, you know the word? Okay. It means a blaming term or a bad insult. Pejorative term means an insulting term. So Srila Prabhupada lifted us up to human, and from human to godly platform. Vishnu Bhakti Smito Daiva. This word we have, Dev. Dev means God or godly. So a devotee of Vishnu is not an ordinary human being. In fact, even if a non-human is a devotee of Vishnu, he's also godly. Just like we may say, Garuda Dev. Garuda's not a human, he's a bird. He's also a meat eater. There's some exceptions. He likes to eat snakes. Srila Prabhupada gave the missing link He linked us to Krishna. The link that we're missing, life after life. We're looking for happiness. Everyone is looking for happiness. But they don't know where to find it. Srila Prabhupada gave the link. Means the knowledge of who we are in relation to Krishna and the practical process to live the life of bhakti. It's technically called sambandha and abhideya. Knowledge of God and our relationship with Him and practically how to act in that so that we can come to the prayojana, the ultimate need, which is prema, Krishna prema. So Srila Prabhupada gave that. It's many times in the West, if you listen to Srila Prabhupada's recorded lectures and conversations, there are many, many press conferences, and Srila Prabhupada was interviewed on television many times, in America especially. And many times the journalists would ask Srila Prabhupada, well, what have you come to give? You're talking about God, but here in America especially, more than Europe, American people are more, they tend to be more God-believing than in other parts of the Western world. Russia also. Prabhupada said when he went to Russia, they will be first class theists. So now you have a group of first class theists here. So many times they would say, well, we already have Christianity. What have you come to give? So Srila Prabhupada would give various replies. Often he would say that, well, you can go to God by any process. You can go by Christianity. But he said, I didn't meet a Christian yet. He said, Christianity is good, but where's the Christian? And then he would say that Jesus taught, thou shalt not kill. And Christians are very expert in killing. The first time that Srila Prabhupada arrived in London, I believe that was September 1969. Then the reporter asked Prabhupada, why have you come here? It was almost like a challenging question. What are you doing, Indian, coming to England? We're your rulers. What are you doing here? It was, you come to teach us something? That was implied, I presume. So Srila Prabhupada said, very boldly said, I have come to teach what you have forgotten, God. So actually, although there are many people all over the world who believe in God and worship God, but they don't have any real link with Him, not a very strong link. They don't know who He is or what He wants. How is the link established between two people? First thing is, you have to know that person. So if I say the name, let's think of a name, okay. John Blunder. You've all heard of John Blunder, isn't it? You've heard of John Blunder? No. So none of you have a relationship with John Blunder. How can you have a relationship? You never heard of him. I just made up the name. I often do that. But the point is, if you don't know, you don't know anything. Maybe I could say John Blunder is the mayor of London. This is talking theoretically. The mayor of London's actually a Muslim now. They voted like that. So if I say the mayor of London, then you get some idea. Because in a big city like Vadodara, there's a mayor. It's a British idea. They imported this idea. So if you say the mayor of London, you get some idea of the position. But you wouldn't know anything about the person. John Blunder, who I'm just imagining. So what does John Blunder look like? What does his wife look like? What's her name? And how does he dress? What are his opinions? Politicians, they have different opinions. What does he like to eat? What are his interests? If you got to know that, then when you came to meet him, you'd have a good start. If you just met him, you didn't know anything about him, then you wouldn't know what to say to him, what he's interested in. You could only say what I'm in. You're the mayor, I want something, you do it for me. That's the only thing you could say to him. But if you knew something, you say, oh, he's interested in soccer. So you could say something about soccer and then make some friendship on that basis, because something in common. So similarly, people, they know God. They know there's something, maybe someone, somewhere up there. And we can go to him and ask him, give us this day our daily bread. Or dhanam dehi, yasham dehi, rupavati bharya dehi. We can pray, give me this, give me that. That's actually how they pray to Durga. Give me this, give me that. But it's not much of a relationship, is it? If the only thing you go to God is, give me this, give me that. There's no love there. How can there be love? Because there's no information about who that person is. There's no information that by loving Krishna, yenātma supraseedati, we'll become fully satisfied. And we think we'll be satisfied only by bread. Or as Jesus is reported as saying, it's not, man does not live by bread alone. He taught the prayer, give us this day our daily bread. But he also taught that man does not live by bread alone. So you may think, yeah, not only bread, but butter and meat and vegetables. But what he meant is not by food alone. It's not just, we have to have a higher aspiration. So Srila Prabhupada gave knowledge of Krishna and how we can love Krishna, how we should and must love Krishna. When he founded the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, he legally incorporated it in New York City in 1966. Then some people said, well, why don't you call it the International Society for God Consciousness? And that would be more inclusive. Prabhupada said, no, the name Krishna must be there. Because if you say God, then people will give so many different ideas. Krishna is specific. Srila Prabhupada, as you know, he didn't say so much that Krishna is God, but he gave the term Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's much more specific. If you say God, then people might think, oh yeah, some vague idea. Maybe Krishna represents the reality that is God. But no, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purushang paramam divyam yati partha anuchintayan. We find in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna uses the term about himself. Paramam purusham divyam. Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yati partha anuchintayan. Which you, Partha, Arjuna, you should constantly think of. So Srila Prabhupada gave the link that religion is missing. Mankind is missing. The link to God. There was some link, but very weak link. Not very strong link. We find that, now I was saying how America is a very religious country, but the number of atheists is increasing dramatically because there's so much propaganda against belief in God. And actually, apart from the devotees of Krishna, who by the grace of Srila Prabhupada have Bhagavat Tattva Vijnana, scientific knowledge of the personality of Godhead, they're not well equipped to answer the atheistic scientism. So Srila Prabhupada gave the link by which we can link with Krishna. In one translation, he referred to bhakti yoga, the linking process, bhakti yoga as the linking process of devotional service. That comes in that verse, anartho pashamang sakshad bhakti yoga madhokshaje lokasya janato vidvangs chakre sattvata sanghitam. This verse, Srila Prabhupada translated, I don't remember exactly, but he said that anartha. People do not know how they can be free from all inebrieties. That was a word term that Srila Prabhupada used. It actually means intoxication, but he used it to mean all kinds of anarthas or unwanted things. People can be freed from all of these by the linking process of devotional service. But the mass of people do not know this, and therefore Vyasadeva compiled Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada, today we're celebrating his disappearance day. The appearance day is called, we celebrate as Vyasa Puja, because just as Vyasa gave the Vedic literature 5,000 years ago, so Srila Prabhupada, as Vyasa Avatar, as representative of Vyas, he's what Vyas did 5,000 years ago, Srila Prabhupada has done now, giving the knowledge that Vyasadeva gave to the whole world. So Srila Prabhupada gave the process by which we can all link with Krishna. And actually all areas of human endeavor, they can be perfected by devotional service. Srila Prabhupada quoted another verse from Srimad Bhagavatam to be the motto of the Bhaktivedanta Institute. Motto, do you know that word? The Bhaktivedanta Institute was meant to be for devotee scientists and philosophers to convey the message of the Srimad Bhagavatam to secular atheists, scientists especially, and philosophers. So that verse was, what's the verse? Tapasa Shrutasyava. How does that verse begin? Srishtasya Suktasya Chabuddhida. I just forgot the first words. What is that? Anyone know that? Can look it up. Tapasa Shrutasyava Suktasya. Avichutarto kavibhiyani rupita yadutama shloka gunana vadanam. Idam hipungsa tapasa shutasya vas vishtasya suktasya cha buddhi datta yo ho. Next line. I just said it and I forgot it within 1 minute. Avichutato kavibhiyani rupita yadutama shloka gunanuvadanam. So, all human endeavors, austerities, study, philosophy, science, art, everything can be brought to its perfection by Kavibhya Nirupita, it is ascertained by learned persons that all these areas of intellectual and aesthetic endeavor can be brought to perfection by glorifying Achyuta, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Srila Prabhupada is the link, the missing link between all the great endeavors of the scientists and philosophers and artists who know that there's something there, but they don't know what it is. Philosophers, so many great philosophers, very deep thinkers, but what actual progress do they make in understanding reality? Of course, there are various branches of many branches of philosophy. In essence, philosophy means to understand things as they are. But for all their actually very, we can say, very great endeavors in trying to understand the nature of reality, we can, if we study, then we'll understand that all these philosophers, they're like a dog trying to catch its tail. They can never reach it. They can come close, but they can never reach it. Another example given is a Bengali example. You put some gur on your elbow. In Bengal in the winter they have very nice date gur. Okay, now you have to lick it. Can you lick it? Almost. Not quite. So they have some idea about something, but they don't have the proper idea. For all their philosophical endeavors, they don't really get anywhere, and they end up the same as they would have ended up if they didn't do philosophy, and that is in the world of birth and death. So Srila Prabhupada gave the knowledge which can bring all philosophy to perfection. Of course, that knowledge is there, Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. But Srila Prabhupada gave it and he made it available and he presented it in a way that modern man can understand. If Srila Prabhupada had come to the West or even India nowadays and started speaking about what are the differences between and relative merits of Kevaladvaita Vad, Vishishtadvaita Vad, Dvaita Vad, Shuddhadvaita Vad, Shuddhadvaita Vad, and in Vishishtadvaita Vad they have Sharira Shariri Bhav. No one has, they can't understand all this. To understand all these, one has to study Vedanta, Vedanta Sutras. But before you can do that, you have to study Sanskrit, grammar, everything, and vocabulary. Then you have to understand, then you have to study Nyaya and Mimamsa, Purva Mimamsa. Then you can start to study Vedanta. Oh, by the time you do that, you're already half dead. Even then, it's very, very difficult to understand. How much time has been spent by great pundits in India discussing just three words from the Vedas? Tattvamasi. How much time has gone? And still they disagree. One of Srila Prabhupada's first disciples, he related that Umapati Swami now, at the time he was known as Wali. So he said, I had been studying Buddhism. And in Buddhism, they taught us that you can't say that it is. And you can't say that it is not. And you can't say that it both is and it is not. And you can't say that it both isn't is and it isn't is not. You all understood that? So he said, I was studying Buddhism. And then I went to Srila Prabhupada and he said, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that's the most intelligent thing I've ever heard in my life. And he surrendered to Prabhupada. Otherwise, Shabda Jala Maharanyam Kevala Chitta Brahmanam. You enter the big forest of words and your simply mind gets going round and round in circles. You know where you are, what you're going, what's going on, no idea. Prabhupada came and said, Krishna is the Supreme Personality. Ah, yes. That's what I've been looking for. Life after life. Bahunam janmanamante jnanavan maam prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudurlabha. After many, many births of studying Vedanta, it's not just after many, many births, you just wake up one day and you become Krishna conscious, but it's jnanavan, someone who's studying Shastra very carefully. And studying Shastra means also you have to do austerity. You have to be a sannyasi. Don't anyone say you're a follower of Shankara, Shankaracharya. First you have to be a sannyasi. That's the condition. So, one is supposed to study Shastra and do meditation. Vedanta Patan Dhyan Sanyasira Karma. This Prakashananda Saraswati said to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what kind of a sannyasi are you? Sannyasis are supposed to study Vedanta and do meditation. And meditation means so many austerities. So, after many lifetimes, they may come to the realization that Krishna is everything. And Prabhupada just came among the animals, subhumans, people with human bodies but sub-animal consciousness, and told them Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. And he linked them, what they were missing, he linked them with Krishna. Of course, it wasn't just by philosophy. It's not that there were so many great philosophers sitting around. Prabhupada, one of his main linking processes, a major factor, was his mercy. Mercy, there are various words in Sanskrit for mercy. Words like kripa, karuna, daya, anukampa. Any other words you can think of? Anyone? We just had Govardhan Puja here. Huh? Upakar. What's that, a Russian word? Audarya. Yeah, almost. I just gave a clue. We just celebrated Govardhan Puja here. Any other word? Prasad means mercy. So Srila Prabhupada gave lots of prasad. That was one way to get people to come. And come again. And when they joined, they would stay. One of the gurus in our movement at the present time, it's related about him. that when he first joined the temple, every so often, he would go away for some time and then come back. And years later they found he used to go home, cook a big pot of halava, offer it, and then go to sleep for 3 days. Then he'd go back again. There are many cases of... I remember in London, we used to have fabulous feasts. I don't think in ISKCON today that they know the meaning of the word feast. It's an extinct species or endangered species. So we used to have these almost literally knockout, because all the devotees would just be horizontal afterwards. So I asked our temple president, I was new there. He said, well, you see, all the devotees, they get completely incapacitated every Sunday afternoon. So why did Srila Prabhupada give these feasts? And he replied, because if he didn't, we'd all bloop. Bloop means bloop, means fall down, we'd go away. So Srila Prabhupada, he personally cooked so many items, which we don't see so much in the West or in the East. Jalebis, kachoris, samosas, every Sunday you'd have this. So many items. So that was one method by which Srila Prabhupada, he struck a chord with the hippies. Struck a chord means it's an idiom. He got on the same wavelength. That's almost the same meaning. By giving... But during the week it was very plain prasad, you could say. Then every Sunday, devastation. Spiritual devastation. So Srila Prabhupada, Krishna gave him the spiritual intelligence by which he could lift people up from the subhuman platform to the human platform to the godly platform of being a devotee of Krishna. So we're very grateful to Srila Prabhupada. There are so many things to say about him. It's unlimited. Ebe Josh Kushak Tribhuvan. We should proclaim his glories throughout the world. So we all want to have a relationship with Prabhupada, I guess, I hope. Is it? So how can we know Prabhupada? How can we know Srila Prabhupada? He said, if you want to know me, read my books. There's one other essential item. Srila Prabhupada is Guru, Jagat Guru, Guru of the whole world. So, how, as disciples, what can we do to follow the Guru? We have to know what his instructions are and follow them. Otherwise, there's no meaning. If we say, Jai Prabhupada, but we don't follow, that is hypocritical. So we should follow. Any question? Okay. Kuch prashna hai? Any question? English? Hindi? Okay. So, karyakram kya hai? Aaj ka announce. Kya question?
Mark, is there a disparity in our balance between Vaidya Bhakti and
between what bhakti?
Vaidya
Bhakti. Vaidhi
Bhakti.
Is there a disparity in Vaidhi bhakti and depending on mercy. Well, mercy means we get the instruction, then we have to follow it. Bhagavan Krishna was very merciful to Arjuna by instructing him. Theoretically, we can say he gave the philosophy, and practically, this is the philosophy, and you have to practically apply that in your life. The philosophy, the essence, is always to think of Krishna. So Krishna said that to Arjuna, Mam Anusmara. And then after that he said, Yudhyacha. So, the philosophy is we have to remember Krishna, we have to act, we have to serve Him. So, the opportunity to perform Vaidhi Bhakti, that is the practical manifestation of the mercy that we receive from the Guru. So, it's a misunderstanding of mercy to think that, as Srila Prabhupada said, Krishna didn't say to Arjuna, well, you just sleep here on the chariot and I'll do everything. But His mercy was to engage Arjuna in His service. So it's a gross misconception to think that I won't do anything and I'll just get the mercy. Another example Srila Prabhupada gave is that someone may get an honorary degree from a university. And you may think, well, I won't bother to go to the university and study to get a degree. I'll wait for an honorary degree. But who gets an honorary degree? Someone who does something exceptional. It's not just by sitting that you get an honorary degree. Even then, if you do something exceptional, you might not get an honorary degree. Okay, so please announce what the program is.